This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado's primary election is next week, and thousands of voters have returned their ballots. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
The latest figures from the Secretary of State's office say close to 450,000 ballots have been returned across Colorado. That's just over 10% of the state's eligible voters. Unaffiliated voters can choose to vote in either the Republican or Democratic primary. There are a number of key primaries across the state, including for county commission races, congressional seats, and state legislative races. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Funding for a major study examining systemic inequities facing Black Coloradans has been secured. State lawmakers said the last of the nearly $800,000 needed to get the study off the ground was secured Wednesday. Yesterday also marked Juneteenth, celebrating a proclamation of freedom from slavery in Texas. A bill establishing the study and a Black Racial Equity Commission was passed earlier this year at the state legislature. Colfax Avenue's Motor Lodge glory days have been over for decades, but Denverite's Kyle Harris reports one developer is betting big on revitalization.
Former guests remember La Vista for bedbugs and thieves, drug dealing, prostitution, and even a 2021 murder. The following year, developer Nathan Beal knew that when he purchased La Vista hoping to build new apartments. But those plans fell through. So now, he's working on turning the old, decrepit motel into a new, vintage motel with a coffee shop, a speakeasy-style bar, and affordably priced rooms. His vision for the motel's future? 60s nostalgia. I'm Kyle Harris, Denverite.
Around Denver and in Colorado Springs, mostly sunny early on, a chance for rain this afternoon, highs in the 80s and about the same tomorrow. It gets warmer for the weekend. This is CPR News and KRCC.